You and I have gone around and around about this. This is one of my hardest topics. And I think even when I listen to preachers, when I listen to people walk the faith and then they talk about, well, that was God's will and whatever. And I think that gets really messy because unless you are in the mind of God, or unless you think that you are God, it's really difficult to always know the will of God because there's a lot of things that go into it. And that's what we're going to talk about. Like, how do we actually say, is this just a gut feeling of mine or is this really the will of God? Yes. And to thank Maxwell Construction for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. For over 30 years, Maxwell Construction has been a leader in turning dreams into realities, building schools, banks, restaurants, and many other commercial and public facilities. Maxwell Construction has made it their priority to not just build buildings, but to build into their community. So if you have any construction needs, call them at 812-537-2200.
Welcome to the Rock Solid Families podcast. I am Linda Hutchinson, the executive director of Rock Solid Families, here with El Presidente Merrill.
You trying to make us a Spanish show or what?
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, happy Martin Luther King.
This show posts, hoping that this is hopefully a turning point in our nation where we really work toward unity, where we hopefully make a difference and just really what doesn't divide us, but what unites us. Because I was just listening recently about the fact that we are in an epidemic of this mentality of if you and I don't agree, then we hate each other and we can't come together. We can't work together. And that's just not the way God has designed us. We are meant for community and working together. And he talks about in Ephesians about being united in one body, one spirit. But that's not our world today.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope that this doesn't need to turn into a discussion all about all that, but that could get pretty deep. But it is the whole idea, you know, of hopefully in this year and years to come, we really start to take what Martin Luther said to heart, and that is that we would judge a man by his character rather than the color of his skin. And it is, it's a one-on-one, you know, like you have to take each person as they are and find their character, and then that's where you can discern whether that is a character that you want to be involved with or not versus the entire race sort of thing. And it's, you know, I mean, this tribalism that we have and all these sort of things just get dangerous. And our country has got the proof in the pudding, right? It's not done well here in recent years. And early on, you know, our forefathers said, hey, everybody gets an equal chance here, an equal opportunity. So anyway, with that being said, we do wish you a happy Martin Luther King Day. And, you know, it's something to think about.
You know, and honestly, honey, it does tie into our conversation today about discerning God's will. Because a lot of times we will just dig our heels in and we will stand our ground like, we're right, you're wrong, and you're dead to me. We've talked about those things before. So before you make those declarations and make those cutoffs of people and things out of your life or decide to do something in your life, we want to help you on how do you discern God's will? How do you hopefully follow in line with where God wants you to be and what God wants you to do? And so that's what we're going to talk about today.
I have to tell you, hon, you and I have gone around and around about this. This is one of my hardest topics. And I think even when I listen to preachers, when I listen to people walk the faith and then they talk about, well, that was God's will and whatever. And I think that gets really messy because unless you are in the mind of God, or unless you think that you are God, it's really difficult to always know the will of God because there's a lot of things that go into it. And that's what we're going to talk about. Like, how do we actually say, is this just a gut feeling of mine or is this really the will of God? Yeah. And so we're going to walk through that.
Yeah, we're going to give you some helps, not because of what Merle and Linda say, but what God's word says.
You don't want to trust the will of Merle and Linda.
But before we do, we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions and Maxwell Construction for their support of what we do at Rock Solid Families and on the Rock Solid Families podcast. So we're so thankful for them and all our community partners, hon, that, you know, we're going to be celebrating those coming up. We are doing our very first partnership banquet on Thursday, March 7th, 2024. If you're listening to this in the archive. And so we would love for you to join us on that night. And as we celebrate and really just challenge those that are there, our theme is Rise Up. It comes out of Ezra chapter 10. This matter is in your hands. And so we're really going to be talking about what is it that God is challenging us and asking us to do as believers. So we hope you'll join us. So,
yeah.
You know, check us out, rocksolidfamilies.org, or reach out to us if you'd like to join us.
All right. Very good stuff. So, okay, we're going to get right to the point here.
Yeah.
So discerning God's will. So you've got things going on in your life. You're looking at possibly a career change. You're looking at whether you should get married. You're talking about something to do with your kids. You know, there's all these different things that you go, well, I'm not quite sure what the right answer is. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, people will say, well, I'm going to pray about it, or, hey, you know, wish me luck, or all these kinds of things. And not that any of those in and of themselves are bad or wrong. But there is an actual process that we want to go through, because oftentimes when something does happen or doesn't happen, we get mad or we get frustrated and we go, well, where was God on this?
Right.
You know, where's he at?
Right, right. He wasn't listening to me. And so we go back to Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, where it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And so that's really confusing to people.
Right.
If, you know, you're doing these steps and then he doesn't answer your prayers the way you want him to, whether it be curing cancer or bringing your spouse back into your home or whatever it is. And so we're going to try to give you what we believe is biblical steps that he teaches us in his word on how to go through the process of making decisions or really next steps.
Yeah. So the first thing, guys, we're going to get right to work here. The very first thing when you're in this challenge, when you're in the decision making of where we go, the first thing is to actually go to God in prayer, to bring it to God in prayer, and to not just keep it within your own mind. But I think there's something that we want to be really careful with here. Sometimes when we talk about prayer, we talk about us doing all the talking to God.
Yeah.
And God, I need you to do this. God, you know, and we make requests and requests. And so prayer is also us listening to God.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a matter of being silent and just taking in whatever's going on around us and within us. And so prayer is not just us making the request. It is also being in a relationship and interacting. And so I also, hon, I kind of hesitate because sometimes if you've got no prayer life at all and you never have, and somebody said you need to pray about it, and you just go and you do a prayer only just for that, God says, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, it says that I don't even know you, right?
Yeah.
He has to have a relationship with you. It's kind of like if you say you have a best friend but never talk to them, that friend probably doesn't think that you're their best friend.
Right.
You know, in 1 Thessalonians 16, it says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So, you know, we're going to talk about this down the road, but it's really about the posture. Mm. It's about your positioning yourself to, like you said, not just talk to God, tell him what you want, but also listening and posturing of, okay, God, I'm going to give you thanks in everything, even if I don't get my way, even if I don't see you working. And that's where he wants us. That's the whole point in, I believe, hard times.
I think sometimes people put together almost like God is Santa Claus, and we're going to put together a Christmas list, and we're going to put it in the mail and send it to the North Pole so that Santa can read it, and that's what we're going to get.
And the genie in the bottle, right? We rub the genie in the bottle.
And so, you know, God's expecting more, and he needs more out of us. He needs our heart. So that's where the prayer thing comes in. And let's go with the second thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is actually really taking a look, analyzing at what it is we're asking, and see how it aligns with Scripture, with what the way of Christ, like when Christ talks to us, like what does he actually tell us of how he wants us to operate? And does this thing that I'm requesting, does it fall in line? Or at least does it not contradict?
Yes. And you know, it goes back to our show that we did a week or so ago about the top priority list, right? If we're asking for that big promotion or that new car or whatever, and it doesn't align in his priority list, if we're not seeking him first and putting our spouse second and our children third, like, you know, we got to align our desires and our priorities with scripture and God's word. And so he shows us that, you know, very clearly on what he wants us to do and prioritize in our lives.
Yeah. All right.
So that's number two, aligning your desires and your priorities with scripture.
The third thing, and this is, I want to emphasize a key word here, seek counsel, but in particular, seek wise counsel. Yeah. And what we mean by that is actually seeking wise counsel. In other words, people who know God, people who know mm-hmm. his word, people who are already down the road in the faith and have some wisdom and maturity yeah. there. And so, yeah. you know, who we talk to matters. We've, mm-hmm. hon, you and I have talked with so many people before with rough, difficult marital situations, and when they're talking to their buddy at work and their buddy's saying, you know what I would do with yeah. that lady,
you need to drop her like a hot potato
or something. Yeah. And so that idea, like, was that wise counsel? Was that wise counsel? And so seeking out wise counsel, somebody's going to give you some biblical stance behind what they do.
Yeah. Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. And so it really is just surrounding yourself with healthy, godly, wise counsel. That's number three.
All right, moving on to number four. This is a difficult one for people who just don't get it, and that is get the Holy Spirit, the working of the Holy Spirit. You know, oftentimes we just want God to grab us by the shoulders and say, this is what I want you to do, right? But that's not, the Spirit works through us much more deeply, and it works through our spirit, okay? And so aligning ourselves and listening to the Holy Spirit. Hon, how does the Spirit, like, how do I know?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Well, again, usually it's the harder thing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times it's not the easy way out. But again, it aligns with all the first three. So right. you can't say, oh, the Holy Spirit told me to leave my husband.
I feel like I'm
being told, or I think I'm supposed to, because if one, two, and three haven't lined up, then four isn't going to work. So right. the fourth has got to be lined with the godly counsel, the prayer, the aligning with God's word. And so when we feel that nudge, it really a lot of times is our conscience, the Holy Spirit, that's saying, you know, you do not want to take that drink. You do not want to take that job. You do not want to leave that spouse. And so we want to, you know, Romans 8:14 says, for those that are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So that is so foreign to some people, but it's really about posturing again and doing more listening than speaking. That's number four.
Some key words. Words there, hon, are you mentioned like the nudging, all right? And so it's that intuition, but words like conviction, right? And peace. I just had a sense of peace that just came over me. These are, the Spirit works in these ways, and especially when we align and they don't disalign with God's word, you can start to trust that, you know what, I feel really solid about this right now because I think the Spirit is moving me through this.
And so once you go one through four, once you pray about it, once you align your priorities with God's word, once you seek wisdom and counsel, once you feel the Holy Spirit's conviction, make a decision. And if you don't have peace about the decision, then the answer is probably going to be no. Like if you're supposed to move across the country and move your family and you just don't have peace about it and you've prayed about it and talked to people about it and you didn't really feel like this is what we're supposed to do, then say no. Maybe it's just not the right time. Maybe it's the wrong season for you. But choose a path. Make a decision. Don't sit there and freeze out of fear. You know, am I not making a decision because of fear? Or is it that I just don't have peace? So really be careful, because, hon, I think about the big decisions that we've made in our life, you know, adoption, three children, you know, when we were empty nesters, leaving our full-time jobs and starting a full-time ministry, a nonprofit, like those weren't easy decisions, but, and it was scary, but we pushed through the fear because we did feel that nudge. We did feel like God was telling us with a lot of road signs that this was what he wanted for us next.
Yeah, there was a word of conviction there. Yeah. Like, you know, this is laid on my heart, not because I feel guilty that I have to do it, but because I desire to do it because it's being laid on my heart from God.
Yeah, for sure. So that's number five, is to make a decision, choose a path. And then number six.
All right. So I think something here, I don't know if you mixed up our numbers there or not, hon, but I'm looking at five and we're talking about the fruits, looking at the fruits of the options. And the fruit, we have to be careful with this, because sometimes when we look at fruits of the options when we're making decisions, we're thinking, well, what can it get me now?
Money, yeah.
How about the money?
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
the benefits?
Power,
right?
Yeah.
And so when we look at the fruits of the decision we're getting ready to make, are these fruits that would be honored by honorable to God, like the joy and the peace, and versus, you know, hey, I'm going to go ahead and pick up this job. It's going to pick me up a lot more money, but I'm going to be stressed. I'm going to be overworked. It's probably going to pull me away from my family. Oh, but I will be making a lot more money and we can retire earlier, you know?
Yeah.
And so these are the kinds of things, like, what kind of fruit is it going to produce?
Yeah.
And because if these fruits are not of the fruits of the Spirit, then these are things we probably need to look the other way on.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. When we made the decision about leaving our full-time jobs, we left our 401ks, we left our health benefits, you know, and so there was a lot of sacrifice there, but we felt like the opportunity to do God's work and really go where he leads us and he's equipped us, we felt that peace, right?
And
so it wasn't in our pocketbook, but it was in where we aligned with God and what he wanted us. So that's number five. It all kind of rolls in there with the fruit, making a decision. But then the sixth one, and I think it's an important one that we a lot of times overlook, and that is trust God for the outcome. You know, you could have done 1 through 5 and still make it a mistake because you're human.
Right.
And so that's where we have to trust God. Like, even if we made a mistake, we took a job, it didn't work out, or we moved to another state and that didn't like work out.
All right. And so, yeah, I mean, trusting God, hun, this reminds me though, because when you first might make a decision and you start to go with it, it may be on really rocky road.
Yeah.
It may be difficult. And you start to second guess, like Peter, when he started to walk on the water, and when he was walking on the water and all of a sudden he looked down and he saw the water and he panicked. Mm-hmm. And so you make these decisions and you go, oh my gosh, what just happened? And I think it's important to know that God doesn't carry us just in the decision making. He controls us, or he has his ability to take us through. He carries us through the decision. And no matter what happens, all right, it's not like he just leaves us. I think sometimes people think, if I take this job, it's we've talked about this in other shows, if I take this job, it's like jumping off a cliff. It's all going to be over if it doesn't end well.
And God,
like,
leaves
no,
me.
No, you know? God continues to carry you even when you hit the bottom. You know, he's still there and he wants you to seek him.
It might be part of his plan, his good and perfect and pleasing plan. You know, there's so many scriptures. Isaiah 64:8, yet you, Lord, are our Father. You are the clay. You are the potter. I'm sorry, we are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of your hands. And so, you know, he's reminding us, like, I'm God. You're not.
Right.
I made you. You didn't make me. And so trust me. And then, you know, Proverbs 3:5-6 is one of my favorites. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Even if you took a right turn or a detour, he will make your plan straight and your path straight if you keep acknowledging him and doing these steps that we mentioned.
All right, guys. So those were six quick but very thorough ways of saying, am I in God's will here? Mm. Am I functioning and making decisions, especially those ones that are really confusing us? Yeah. Am I taking this to God and aligning them with him? Guys, discerning God's will is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing thing. And this is why, you know, we said from the beginning, we just can't pray when we're in this great need. It's this whole idea of, on a regular basis, the more you're in God's word, the more you're talking God's word and you're praying, the more you get the understanding of how God wants you to roll through life. Mm. And decisions, they don't necessarily become easier. You just know when you're on the path faster than when you go, no, that certainly would not put me on the right path.
Yeah. And remember, discerning God's will doesn't mean you're always going to get it right. But it is important, if we want to discern God's will, that we look to his word and his people. Because if you look to the world, that's a dead-end street. You know, I think of Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So man, don't look to the world. don't look to the world. They're going to steer you down the wrong road. And that's a dead end street. But if you want to discern God's will and you want to take those next step that has his blessing and his protection, do these things that we talked about already.
All right. So guys, hopefully that was helpful. If you are in the midst of a discerning will situation and you're looking for counsel of some sort, we are available for that type of thing. All right, we don't give you the answer. We get down in the dirt with you and go, well, I don't know. Like, let's go figure this out. Let's work through it and see how this aligns. So if we can help you, please reach out. You can get us at rocksolidfamilies.org, or you can give us a call at 812-576-7625. That is Rock, okay?
Yeah.
And also, I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Maxwell Construction and Casey's Outdoor Solutions for continuing to support the work that we do here on Rock Solid Radio, or Rock Solid Families podcast. It's been a while since I've said radio.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening to the Rock Solid Families podcast, building a stronger community, one family at a time. Make it a great day.
Rock Solid Families wants to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. Casey's has grown to be one of the largest and most unique garden centers and gift shops in the Cincinnati tri-state area. Whether you are looking to take on that next landscape project or simply add a little home decor to your house, Casey's has you covered. Located at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Call them today at 812-537-3800. Let Casey's help you add beauty to your home.